That's going to be the interesting side to it. But let's keep the conversation going. You can keep letting us know via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line what your thoughts are, and also via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live. We have the main news at 8 coming up next. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headline. Fresh claim emerges over UPND's founding, with Ndola politician saying he is party co-founder. Use of slag dumps by politicians to lure unemployed youth voters criticized. And in Global News, Iran proposes suspending nuclear activity for up to 5 years. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. A fresh claim has emerged regarding the founding of the ruling UPND, with Ndola-based politician Stuart Zimba alleging he is a co-founder of the party. Mr. Zimba has told Phoenix News that he worked closely with the late Anderson Mazoga at Bolt Zambia, and that between 1995 and 1996, the idea to form a political party was first discussed. He claims the initiative operated quietly under the name AKM due to Mr. Mazoga's position as managing director at the company, and that he served as the first district chairman for Ndola while also contributing to drafting key documents. Mr. Zimba further alleges that when UPND was eventually formed, only the name changed and not its original founders. The claims add to growing debates about the party's history, coming barely weeks after another controversial figure, Patrick Banda, made headlines after declaring himself UPND president, a move that was dismissed by the party leadership.
I used to go to Anglo-American Farm, and if there was any problem here, I used to call the late president. I would take it, but because the initiation of that was between Anderson and myself. Assigning me to start this, because he was based here. Now he's moving to Saga. That if he had a contact from there, that was not known. Because we have written documents here where he himself did mention of his discussion with me. Okay? And so, for us to have started with AKM, because of the issue that I've told you that he was still in employment.
And when reached for a comment, UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu dismissed Mr. Zimba's claim of co-founding the party, saying the party is mature with procedures for handling such claims. He has told Phoenix News that the UPND has other preoccupations than looking into who founded the party.
The UPND has its own internal controls. It is a mature party. If there are issues, we know how to channel them. So those that are channeling issues to the media and everything, they are just masquerading as UPND members. Otherwise, we have a lot of issues to comment on. Issues that, as I said, that could better the lives of our people. I think that is a preoccupation ourselves.
Caritas Chingola coordinator Eugene Mulenga has challenged the justification given by the Zambia Police Service over its recent secret recruitment exercise, saying it lacks transparency and credibility. Mr. Mulenga says the explanation by the police that the recruitment is internal and is also targeting individuals already in the database does not tally. He has questioned which database the police are relying on, arguing that recruitment into a public institution, particularly a security wing, must be open and accessible to all eligible citizens. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulenga has described the approach used in the recruitment as a sham, warning that such methods risk undermining public trust and promoting unfair practices. The Zambia Police has clarified that it obtained the necessary authority to conduct a staffing exercise to fill vacancies following retirements, attrition, and resignations among personnel, and that internal advertisements were issued to qualified civilian employees within the service, giving them an opportunity to transition into the regular police establishment.
So there can never be something as an internal advertisement. If you are looking at an internal advertisement, it is something that borders on the position internally. But if they are bringing in, people from the outside, then it should be open and transparent. So it is a very disappointing state of affairs, and we don't wish to see such a thing happen ever again in our country. Otherwise, this thing is a sham.
Futurepreneur's executive director, Martin Kambamba, has criticized the use of slag dumps by politicians to lure unemployed youths and is advocating for a more transparent and equitable approach to youth empowerment. Commenting on the use of slag dumps, particularly in Mufulira, to lure young unemployed voters each election year, Mr. Kambamba has stressed the importance of introducing signed social contracts between politicians and citizens to ensure accountability. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kambamba has urged youths to demand accountability from leaders, clearly define expectations, and influence national development. He has advised youths to move away from relying on verbal assurances from politicians that often are not fulfilled, and has cautioned against soliciting handouts from aspiring leaders, saying it weakens accountability. Mr. Kambamba says youths must instead stand on principles and demand responsible leadership.
So the best way young people can do is to hold our leaders accountable by making sure that they consent to what we are terming as futurepreneur social contract. When they sign the social contract, it means that there is a binding document that even when you follow them to say you promised us this, you can be able to hand in to them to say this is what you said. It is high time as young people we became positioned, proactive, and positioning ourselves to say this is the direction that we need to take. First of all, you need to be prepared. When you are not prepared, even those who are going to lie to you, they will take advantage of you. The question, again, I will throw back to the young people is, do we know what we want? Are we able to hold our leaders accountable on their promises? If we cannot hold them accountable, the only thing that we do is to say, Tuliemo.
The Male Breast Cancer Foundation is calling for more inclusive breast cancer awareness in Zambia, saying men are also affected, but often overlooked. Foundation founder and executive director Boaz Musambu notes that while breast cancer is widely perceived as a women-only illness, men are also developing the disease, but low awareness is leading to stigma, isolation, and late diagnosis. Mr. Musambu has disclosed that the foundation has documented 8 cases of male breast cancer across the country, all presented late at the Cancer Diseases Hospital, reflecting a common pattern of limited awareness. He has told Phoenix News that these cases likely represent only a fraction of a much larger undetected burden, with many men suffering in silence due to stigma and the misconception that breast cancer exclusively affects women. Mr. Musambu is therefore urging stakeholders to adopt inclusive communication that recognizes breast cancer as a disease that can affect both genders, a shift he believes will encourage open dialogue, promote early detection, reduce stigma, and build a more supportive and equitable healthcare environment.
The Male Breast Cancer Foundation respectively calls upon healthcare providers, media institutions, and the general public to adopt more inclusive language and imagery in breast cancer awareness efforts. Breast cancer is widely perceived as a disease that affects only women. However, men can and do develop breast cancer. In Zambia, awareness of male breast cancer remains significantly low, as most awareness campaigns predominantly focus on women. This gap contributes to delayed diagnosis, stigma,